The Lord be with you. Hear the good news of Jesus Christ according to Mark, the 13th chapter, beginning at the 24th verse. After predicting the destruction of the temple, Jesus is asked by Peter, James, John, and Andrew when the end of the era will come, and what will show that the end of the era is near. Our reading is the concluding part of his answer. The Holy Gospel. Jesus said, "In those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, we'll learn its lesson. As soon as the branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come. In the evening, or at midnight, or at a cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all. Keep awake." The Gospel of Christ. And I speak to you in God's holy name, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Today we are entering the new Christian year, and we're concluding the series I've started a few weeks ago on empathy. And empathy is really connected to the idea of hope, because hope is the expectation, a positive expectation of things not yet seen, but in a positive way. And that's a good theme for the beginning of the new Christian year. For we have always, as Christians, this idea that things are going to be better, that we are better in our journey because Jesus is with us. We are better in our journey because the Holy Spirit is with us. And it's a hope-filled journey that we have going forward into this new Christian year. And our hope is based in love, is progressive peaceful. But the foundation of that is having empathy. And I've been talking about being empathetical, hopeful Christians for a while. And it's the cornerstone of Christ's ministry. And we are called as citizens of the kingdom of God in the reign of Christ to be self-loving and actively engaged. And today we're going to look at the last two major points of this foundation of who we are. Number five is traveling with hope from our armchair. And that sounds good when things get cold and rainy. And the other is to inspire a revolution for change. So, traveling with hope from our armchair. The Advent season is foundational to this Christian vision and action as progressive people, as I've mentioned. And we in the Northern Hemisphere often experience a darkness. Things get gloomy, the leaves fall off the trees, Lots of rain, lots of snow in the east and parts of out here as well. And there's a sense of fear of the unknown. And we're coming through a time of a lot of fear, and there's still fear around us with the pandemic. There's fear around us with the impending, with climate change, which is real and moving day by day. And sometimes we get frozen in fear and don't do anything. But as Christians, we are called to be hopeful. And how do we do this? Well, we can't go out and do the trekking around that they did in the last century. There was people going around the world in treks to Africa and so on. And that's how they would get out of their armchair and they'd go. But with climate change and the pandemic, we can't go out and see for ourselves. But we can now with the new electronics that are available to us through podcasts and YouTube and TED Talks and so on. Go and see other parts of the world. The Primates World Relief and Development Fund has done great work in helping us be animated with an emotional empathy for what's going on in other parts of the world. And we can get involved. And that's what all this is about. That we are challenged to be in hope and to get out in the world in an empathetic way and get out of our cocoon and get out into the world around us. But even there's things we can do besides what David Hamilton is doing with his plan of carrying water for PWRDF, which I laud that initiative. We can get out and when we go shopping, put something out for the food bank. There's Food Bank Day coming up in various media in the coming weeks. We need to be involved. We can't just allow ourselves as Christians to get into our own little cocoon. We are called to be engaged. We're called to be engaged empathetically and with hope. Next slide, please. The next slide is the next and last point for empathy, and that is inspiring a revolution for change. Jesus is a revolutionary, with hope being the core of the message of love. Jesus always was a God in action. There was nothing passive about Jesus. Jesus got involved, and he broke the boundaries of his own era with a hopeful message. Just think of the hope he brought with the story of the Good Samaritan, or the hope he brought at the wedding at Cana in Galilee, or the hope he brought meeting the woman at the well, or the hope he brought bringing people back to life. Jesus was always active and got involved and called all followers to be active revolutionaries as we seek to overcome the status quo. And we're doing that today. Thinking about how Christians have made a change in the past. As you know, I was involved as a prison chaplain for 25 years. And one of the most inspirational things for me was looking at the prison system, how the Quakers in England changed things. The Quakers did amazing work. The Quakers were the ones who had prison reform. I mean, they did their major thing that really got them going was when a 12-year-old boy was hung for stealing a spoon. And that galvanized the Quakers to say, we are wrong. This is not the Christian response. We must get involved. And so the Quakers brought prison reform. They also, for the small group, they were active in ending the slave trade. I mean, it's amazing. Very socially just people. And they would meditate and they would be strong-minded and they would not give up. They are a model for all of us that we should allow the Quaker in each of us, the Jesus energy in all of us, to really push the boundaries and bring forward social justice. In our own time, we have the movement in our own parish of what we're doing of rights to wrongs. We have galvanized people and said, we must be involved with our native neighbors, our First Nations neighbors. And we've done that, and we've got to keep on going. It's a whole avenue that we must pursue even when I'm gone into retirement. I hope that the Rights to Wrongs movement will carry on in very many ways, and I hope all of us in this parish will still be involved. The Black Lives Matter movement is so important. Climate change and getting involved with Dr. Tim is so important in various ways. We have to bring hope to the darkness. That's our Christian mantra on this first day of the new year. But we do it at being revolutionaries, empathetically involved, of changing the paradigm of what's around us. That's been the Christian way over the centuries, and it must be today as we move forward. Next slide, please. Neuroscience has led to an understanding of collective empathy. In the 1990s, there's this whole sense of what happened to people in residential schools. It changed the DNA of a person. People pass on their sense of hopelessness because of what happened to them, the tragedies that happened to them as children. But we can change that. We give people new experiences, and that can change the DNA that's passed on to the next generation. There's things that are going on in the world today that are amazing. Some of you, I know, I don't want to single people out, but Erica has told me about the Roots of Empathy program that began in Finland, but affected people going to school out here in British Columbia, where the teacher in the classroom became a baby, and the needs of the child, the infant, started to build an empathetic understanding of power of empathy and hope for people. This is revolutionary. A similar program is called the SEAL program, Social and Emotional Aspects of Learning. And it's being offered now in various places, and it helps to develop tolerance and understanding through empathy across the planet. And if you hear of a possibility of the SEAL program being offered in your neighborhood, grab a hold of it and support it, or encourage the schools to take it up, wherever you may be. Greta Thunberg is leading kids and adults from 150 countries in her massive Friday climate strikes. Erica and I have marched in those strikes. And this is a sign of hopeful empathy in action. We get off the couch and we get out and go to work. In Advent, Jesus calls us to be hopeful revolutionaries. So it's a theme I hope we'll think about as we begin this new Christian year at All Saints. We bring light to the darkness. It is our mission as we live Christ in our world and in our own lives. Unlike worldly revolutionaries, we work with peacefully and joyfully with an attitude of love. We're not here to destroy and pull down, but to transform and to build up. Remember Christ when he was in the garden and the soldier from the temple came and cut off the ear. And what did Jesus, when that was done, Jesus restored that ear, even though he was at the moment of his own arrest. So he's always working for restoration and peacefulness, no matter what the violence is that is around us, that's around him or us. And that's a model for us. We are called to make change, to be revolutionaries through peaceful action. And I pray that as we today consider the new Christian year and this Sunday of hope, that we commit ourselves to making change, not to be satisfied with the status quo, but to make change in a way that's restorative and hopeful. May God bless us all in our revolution of light. Amen.